USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
58% of his party mates still have confidence in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but the margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Johnson made fellow conservatives cringe and received a public backlash when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. He is calling it a convincing win, however, adding that the party should now come together. Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Wall Street closed higher as investors wrestled with whether the economy will avoid a recession amid rising interest rates and high inflation. The Dow added 16 points, the Nasdaq gained 49, and the S&P 500 was up 13. Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The former top leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government accusing Henry Tarrio and four others with the coordinated attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They are scheduled to go on trial in August in D.C. federal court. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You can listen to us online anywhere that you are. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.